Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Ken Grumbach, our resident demographer in the Brain Trust, the author of The Age Curve. Ken, give us your website, please.
KGCDirect.com.
All right. They can find out more about your book and all the things that you do there, can't they?
Absolutely.
And how to if they want to invite you to come and give a speech on demographics or whatever other, whatever they want you to talk about, you can find out how to contact him there as well. Ken, we're talking about selling a business, a baby boomer selling their business, for example. More than likely, if not to a younger baby boomer, more than likely, or to a bigger company, for example, a merger of some kind, if they sell to another individual, the small business is more than likely going to be sold to a Gen Xer, isn't it? Because you're going to sell it to somebody who's got some experience and the money, some resources to buy the business, and that's going to be more likely to be a Gen Xer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Gen Xers are currently 29 to 48 years old, so that's a perfect demo for buying the business. But I don't want you to overlook Generation Y. Generation Y currently has 50% unemployment coming out of college.
Yeah,
so a real opportunity.
But they also owe a house on college. And so they may want that business really bad.
Yeah.
And that may be the person that you want to do what I said last time and bring them in to work it out, to make the shift. But what do you think?
Well, that's the problem with the younger buyer would be, getting the money. Banks
aren't
going to give them.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but and again, Jim, so Generation X. These are people, again, 29 to 48 years old. The problem with Generation X is there's not going to be a lot of buyers in that category, just numerically. I mean, they'd be the perfect buyer, but numerically, these are people that are currently employed, and they're employed because for every job the boomers left behind for them, there were only 8 of them. So the people that you want to take into consideration, Generation X is a good prospect. Generation Y is a good prospect, very young people, but don't forget the immigrants, because we're getting a lot of immigrants where big group of immigrants coming into our country now are coming in from Asia, not the Middle East, certainly not Latinos. The Latino immigration has dropped off precipitously. Asia and primarily China, and they're coming here with money, so they don't have to go to banks.
Yeah,
it's a real consideration.
Very interesting. So, is there a way to tap into those people to that channel?
Oh yeah, you can find them. The business brokers know all about that.
Is there a service or a bureau or somewhere where you can connect with these people?
But my suggestion would be to do that through a broker.
Yeah. But remember, folks, a real estate agent is not a business broker.
No, a business broker is a business broker.
That's right.
And there are different categories of business brokers. You want a business broker who is tailored towards your size and your.
And they probably don't. They probably don't have their office is probably not in your hometown.
Probably not. Yeah. So you can't go to a good old friend.
The kind of people we're talking about are real professional business brokers, and I don't know where they live. I'm not saying they're not in your town, but they're not. It's not like there's one on every corner.
No,
like there are realtors. I'm going to come back to Gen X a minute. Is Generation X folks more or less likely to want to be entrepreneurial or to be inclined to be entrepreneurial?
Less
likely.
Yeah, and the reason is, Jim, is simple. The reason people primarily go into business, the reason boomers went into business with a vengeance, is because they had to eat.
Well, they also got downsized, and they got tired of working we were part of the group that got our bubble burst when the corporate America downsized in the 70s and 80s.
Right, and we just discovered that we couldn't find work because
that's
there
right.
were so
many.
That's
right. So we started business, and there was opportunity. But what the Gen X folks are different, aren't they?
The Gen X folks are different because they're not. There's 11%. There's an 11% difference in critical mass between Gen X and the baby boomers, and from peak to valley, there's a 25% free fall.
Uh-huh.
And we have a hole in our population, actually, 29 to 48 years old. There's a hole.
Yeah.
And it's because of...
I'll tell you this, speaking to the Gen Xers, if you want to go into business, you're going to have a buyer's market over the next 10 years, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you want to buy a business. If I were Gen X and I wanted to own a business, I'd be kind of happy about that. Hey, Ken, I got to wrap it up. Good job today.
Thank you, my friend. Always good to be with you.
KGCDirect.com. Folks, check that website out. The book is called The Age Curve. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.